Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Welcome and thanks for listening. This segment of the show is brought to you by J.K. Murphy Advisors and features Dan Sinot of Sinot Executive Consulting. Dan, are you with us?
I am here.
Did I get your name right?
It's close. It's Sinot.
Sinot. Oh, I could have gone either way. Okay. I did the hard eye, but I'm wrong. Dan Sinot of Sinot Executive Consulting, and you're joining us from Wilmington, Delaware, correct?
Yes, I am.
Well, thanks for joining us today. We're going to talk about the need for career planning for individuals and succession planning for companies. But before we get into that, Dan, could you tell us a little about your personal and professional background so our listeners get an idea of who we're listening to?
Sure, Bill. I'd be happy to. Yeah, I was, I'm going to begin at hometown. You know, I was born in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, and why that was important because, you know, after I graduated from high school, 50% of the guys went to work in the steel mill and 50% went off to college. And so I was one of the individuals that had a chance to go off to college. And so after I completed that, my undergraduate degree, I was a social worker in the hospital, and I fell in love with healthcare. And so I would call that my first career. And then 3 years into that, I decided I wanted to pursue a career in hospital administration. And so I went back and got my degree. And so for the next 24 years, I was an executive in healthcare, 9 of which were as the CEO, either at a community hospital level or an academic medical center, and finally as part of a national healthcare team. So I was living that and very much enjoying it. And then, as I like to say, life happened. I was getting ready to turn 50, and out of the blue, I was diagnosed with kidney cancer. So all of a sudden, I was left with my own, not only a professional transition questions, but also from a health perspective. And so in a very heartfelt conversation with my wife, because we weren't sure how the cancer surgery was going to go and what my longevity would be, you know, we were talking about a lot of important things. And she says, well, what about work? And I said, you know, I love what I'm doing. I was the CEO of Temple University Hospital. But I said, something's missing. Mm. And she said to me at that moment, and still a goosebump moment, she goes, well, what are you waiting for?
Mm.
We always said you didn't want to turn back and say we wish we did. So soon after that, I launched my own executive consulting business with the whole goal of helping others to develop their business and leadership skills. And that was 9 years ago. So that's what brings me to today.
Well, I'm glad you're still with us. I mean, that's a very scary time in your life. And it sounds like it was a catalyst for what we call rewiring instead of retiring.
That's a great way to put it because, you know, it was one of those jolts that you get in life. And it turned out to be a positive in so many ways.
You know, it's one of those things that happens to a lot of people. The catalyst could be from an external catalyst, or it could be something as profound as a health scare. But a lot of people are saying, okay, it's time for me to do what I really want and love to do. And so tell us about Sinot Executive Consulting, Dan. What do you do and who do you work with?
Sure. Well, the business began by focusing on that client, the first-time executive. And like I remember at the age of 39 when I became a CEO for the first time, I didn't have the business skills. I didn't have the leadership skills that I needed to be successful in that. So I needed to continue to grow. And so I decided to focus in on trying to help those individuals. And so throughout the 9 years of doing this, so I work with individuals, I work with board of trustees, and I work with executive teams, but so that they can develop their business and leadership skills. But I've also begun to see a need for helping people with their own career planning as an individual and also trying to help their organizations with succession planning. So the ideal client for me on the individual side, it could be somebody that's out of a job or somebody just graduated from college like so many that can't get a job or somebody that's looking for a big career move or finally somebody gets back later in life, as you kind of use the term rewiring. You know, they don't want to retire, but now they have the opportunity to do something that they really want to do. So I help them with the career planning side of it. And then on the succession planning, trying to help organizations look forward and say, you know, let's be proactive about developing a plan so that we don't get flat-footed. And you know, I lived through that. I benefited through succession planning, but I also inherited a lot of hospitals that didn't have succession planning that lost millions of dollars because of it.
Well, it's something that certainly needs to be thought of well in advance, and we've seen situations where companies that didn't do it were very caught flat-footed at the time of an event, whether it was a death or termination or some other big changes. So it's very important. And how do you approach it? What are some of the first things that you do when you work with clients?
Excellent point. And, you know, some of these things, though, I spent the last few years, I wrote my second book, and it's called The Intersection. And it has to do with ensuring the future of your business and career through succession planning. And also, I developed a 5-disc CD set, had to do with Be the Boss of Your Career. And so in that, from a corporate perspective, what I do is that I start where the business is and assess an honest assessment of where it is, but then I work with the executives or the board to say, where does it need to be in 3 to 5 years? And then once we figure that out, then I can go back in and figure out what business and leadership skills are needed to move that forward. And then we go back in and we evaluate whoever it is determined as part of the succession planning against those skills. And then we go back in and we use the real work situations to develop those skills, not case studies or not hypothetical. But I think as adults, we learn so much better with the real work situations. So that's on the succession planning. And then on the individual, one of the things that I begin with is I help them to develop a career plan. And I develop a model. It's basically a triangle in shape, and it has different levels on it. It has your, you know, your passions and your values at the foundation. And then above that, it has, you know, what are your goals for your professional, your personal, your physical and spiritual and mental self. Then above that, what are the skills you need to get there? And at the very top of that pyramid or triangle, it's all about results. And as you and I both know, you only stay in these jobs unless you produce results.
Right. And so when you start with that triangle, I'm kind of intrigued by that. What are at each of the points of the triangle?
Well, if you and I were in front of one another and I could draw it, the very foundation, and what I would say on the outside of that, you write the word who. That's your passions and your values, because your passions are your energy source. And your values are your GPS system.
Okay.
Because, you know, you have to, like, my passions are to teach, to mentor, and to lead. When I look back on my career, that's when I was most on fire. And even with now, over the last 9 years, every engagement I touch one of those passions. But the GPS system, the values are what keeps us on the straight and narrow. And I'm sure over your career, we've seen too many people be successful, and then they implode because somehow they wobbled off their value base. So that would be the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next level up, I have individuals, they say, okay, like professionally, where do you want to be in, say, 10 years? In fact, I just had this conversation last night with a 28-year-old who's considering a career change. She said, I want to be here. I said, okay, let's then develop a plan to get there. But I also said you need to think about your personal life, if you want to be married, if you want to have a family, what's your physical, because look at what happened to me at the age of 50. I was diagnosed with cancer, so things can change. And then, you know, your spiritual or mental, what are some of the goals that you want in each one of those areas? And then if we're building on that pyramid, the next level up is, okay, so professionally, if you want to be, like I said, be a CEO by the age of 40, I knew I had to go back and get an MBA. I knew I had to come up through the ranks. So I developed a plan, and I knew what skills I had to develop. Just like in the personal self. I wanted to be married. I wanted to have children, but I needed to develop skills to do that. And even the physical self. You know, I'm 58 years old right now, and I can't physically work out like I did when I was 20. So that needs to change.
Mm-hmm.
And also for the spiritual side of things, and religion's a big part of life. But as I said, I want to get to heaven someday, so I want to live my life accordingly. And So as I build that pyramid, not only for myself but others, it gets people thinking proactively. Let's not let your career just happen. Let's be proactive about it, and you stand a better chance of success.
So if I heard you correctly, the first thing to think about and work on is the who. Who are you? What are your passions? What are your values at your core? And that builds a foundation for the where, which is where you want to go with all of this, what your goals and ideas might be, to probably who you go with. And then at the top is more what am I going to do with all of this now that I've understand who I am and my passions and my goals and where I'm going.
Yes, and the only thing I would add to that, Bill, is, and I forgot to mention this, but when you get to that third layer up from the bottom, like what skills do you need, that's the how. How are you going to get there?
Okay.
What do you need to invest in to get there? Because, you know, one of the things I learned throughout my career is the skills you get and it gets you into these jobs aren't the skills that keep you in these jobs. You need to keep developing. So that's the how. So it begins with the who, and the next level up is where you're going. The level above that is the how, and the very top, the result, is the what.
I love that. It's a simple formula for people to use to give it a lot of thought, and of course you can go deep on any of those areas, very deep. And so tell us a little bit about what percentage of individuals, in your experience, have a career plan, Dan?
You know, it's fascinating. Research, and I've done some research, and it says that, you know, about 10% of people actually have a career plan. And so I have the great pleasure of speaking nationally on these topics. And I begin, and I'll ask the audience, and I'll go through a piece that says, you know, how many here has a financial plan? How many here has a college plan for the kids? How many have a retirement plan? And the hands go up. And then I say, how many here have a written career plan? And I have to tell you, you know, maybe 10% of the hands maybe go up. And here's what I say then. And I use the pregnant pause. I said, let me get this straight. I said, you have plans for everything else in your life, but you don't have a plan for the economic engine that's going to make all that happen. And this look, you know, you could see people looking at me like, what did he just say? And that's when the click happened.
Yeah, it's kind of like when I'm standing at the golf tee, I have a picture in my mind for where the ball's going to go, but it doesn't always go there. And I think that's a lot of people's careers, is it just kind of happened, and then 20 years later, they're wondering, where did the time go?
Well, that's exactly it. I mean, and I have had, you know, I've run several seminars in the local Wilmington market about that, and there's 20-year-olds, there's 30-year-olds, there's even 60-year-olds. And that what surprised me, and I went over to some of the 60-year-olds, and they said, you know, Dan, I could finally retire from a job that I really don't like, but I'm not ready to retire. But I haven't been on an interview. I don't have a plan. I don't know how to negotiate salary. But now they want to do something that they enjoy. And so, you know, this template and this whole be the boss of your career, it's a 19-step process that begins with career planning and ends with helping them to be successful in the first year in the job.
Oh, that's fantastic. And I think I do know that the concept of encore careers is huge, sometimes because people can't stop working yet financially, and sometimes just because they want to, like we said, rewire. We talked to lots of people, for instance, from the SCORE group, which is 12,000 volunteers that have they're finished with working for pay, but they still want to give back. So it's tremendous. Now let's talk about briefly, and we only have a couple minutes left. So how many companies, or what percentage of companies, have a succession plan?
You know, that's another excellent question. And I read a recent poll of Fortune 500 companies. And it was, I think the percent was 98% of the CEOs said that succession planning is something they definitely need. And the second question was the real one. It said only 35% of those same companies actually have a succession plan.
Yeah, I've seen that information too. Isn't that amazing?
It's just so telling. Now, I will tell you, I lived through that because at one point I was responsible for 8 hospitals, just took over the 8 hospitals. They just posted a loss of $44 million from operations. And when called on the carpet by the bosses from the corporate headquarters, I said that here's one of the reasons. Those 8 hospitals over the previous four and a half years, had 27 different CEOs.
Wow.
Wow, that's incredible. No wonder they were losing money.
No kidding. Hey, we only have about a minute left, Dan, but I want to ask you one question, and that is, I was just thinking, do you have any statistics on if people do have a written plan, how many are likely to succeed?
Well, there's actually some great information there in that just by going through the fact of writing out a career plan, you enhance your chances of success by up to 35%.
Wow.
Because you're forcing yourself to actually go through this. And first for myself, I had one mentally, but then I got it to be written. And so by going through the exercise, and then if you have an accountability partner, your percentage of success goes up into the 67%.
Okay, so first of all, by doing the planning and having a written plan and following some kind of an organized format that works, and then by having a person or persons that you can tell your plan to that keeps you accountable, you're well on your path towards success of reaching those goals.
Yes.
Dan Sinnott, thanks very much for joining us today. What's the best way for people to get in touch with you?
The easiest way is there's two ways. My email address, which is dan@sinnottexecutiveconsulting.com, or my website, which is www.sinnottexecutiveconsulting.com.
Okay, and that's SINNOTT, executiveconsulting.com.
Yes, it is.
And I'm very, very happy to promote your books real quickly, too. You have a couple books. One is The Commencement, 8 Challenging Guidelines for Advancing Your Business and Career. And the other is The Intersection, Ensuring the Future Success of Your Business and Career Through Succession Planning. They sound like both excellent reads. Can people find those on Amazon?
Yes, they can find them both on Amazon, and they're written in a business fable format, so it's a story that also helps to drive home the points.
And also you have the five-disc CD set called Be the Boss of Your Career. So listeners, check our show notes on exitcoachradio.com and look for these hyperlinks to these properties and get in touch with Dan. And thanks very much for joining us today, Dan. It's been a real pleasure.
Bill, thanks for the opportunity.
I've been talking with Dan Sinnott, and we're going to take a short break, and we'll come right back, so please stay with us.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing over 250 top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.